This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Thanks again to Padres skipper Mike Schilt. Stopped by in our last segment. Kind of got back on schedule here. Thanks for hanging with us, Tier 1s. We are live from the back patio at the Peoria Sports Complex. Got a lot of the guys in minor league camp having their breakfast right now on the tables in front of us. Like free entertainment for everybody. They're really just enthralled with our conversation, all the minor leaguers here.
Yeah.
You know, they could learn something from our next guest, actually, because...
I'm sure they have, actually.
Sitting down with us right now, always a treat to get to chat with Padres pitching coach Ruben Niebla. Ruben, it is great to see you. You're looking very fit and healthy.
You look great.
Yeah.
No, you guys look great.
Thank
Are you,
you
kidding me? I feel bad about myself sitting next to you guys.
Come on, get out of here. Flattery will get you everywhere. Ruben, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
How's
really
camp?
Excited.
How's camp been?
Go. Very smoothly. It's going.
Good.
Yeah.
A lot of work for you.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of pitchers, right? We're close to 40 pitchers in camp, and so you got to organize all those guys, make sure they're all getting looks.
We had a funny moment this morning. We talked to Kyle Hart for the first time, and I said, I'm sure you were excited to come and work with Ruben. He said, absolutely, one of the reasons I signed. And he said, and I started kind of bending him his ear already, and Ruben said, we'll get to you. Like,
Slow down a little bit. I think that, you know, it's important for them to be themselves when they get here. You get a little bit further, you know, and what you want to get done. The plan is there. It's just I want to make sure that he's in the right mindset to be able to execute it.
And you know, again, with 40 pitchers that you're working with, everybody has a different personality. Everybody has different stuff. Everybody has different stuff they want to do.
Right.
Ruben, I want to learn this. Can you teach me this? I mean, how much of is it like drinking from a fire hose sometimes?
It is a little bit, but at the same time, you got to be organized. You got to be organized when you come into these settings, when you know this is going to happen. You got to have a plan, and most importantly, you've got to make sure that the player understands the plan.
Yeah.
When they understand themselves and who they are and what they're capable of doing and where their limitations might be, it's a lot easier to have those conversations.
Yeah, on that note, we've seen a couple of guys who have arrived in the organization, and they learn a new pitch when they get here, maybe a sweeper. Mm-hmm. But how does that process work? Do you just go one day, okay, you're going to learn the sweeper? Do you see, like, all right, this guy might have an aptitude for this certain pitch? I mean, adding a pitch is not just like flipping a switch and a light bulb goes on.
Right. No, yeah, there's a little science to it.
Yeah.
Different deliveries, different arm actions, different arm slots create different shapes. And what you want to do, and the way I go about business, is what is their best pitch right now? How do we complement that pitch?
Yeah.
And so once you start identifying their aptitude and their ability, are they supinators? Are they pronators? You know, do they fly open? Do they stay closed? You know, all this stuff. Once you start identifying that, you kind of have to start making sense of what the guy can probably benefit from.
Well, we've already heard, you know, we've heard a bunch of guys being mentioned already from guys out here, guys that have faced, you know, the Bradley Rodriguezes of the world and some guys that you're probably really excited about. You know, the thing is these days, Ruben, is everybody throws hard. I was watching a video of a kid. I think he was a sophomore in high school the other day, and he's pumping 96.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I remember in high school, if a guy threw 85, you're like, we're dead. We're not hitting this guy tonight. I mean, it is truly amazing how much velo is going on out here. For you, what impresses you the most? I mean, everybody's got a big arm. You know, everybody's got a big arm out here. But when you're watching a guy, what impresses you the most as a pitching coach?
Be surprised. It's probably the toughest thing to identify. It's the competitiveness.
Nice.
Like, I want a guy that's going to be out there, is going to get punched in the mouth, and know what to do with that.
Right.
You know, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, it's the toughest to probably teach.
Yeah.
And so so that's, once they come with that, that competitiveness, that toughness, that grittiness, once they come with that, it's like, okay, let's start shaping around that. I know that's something that every pitcher wants to do, but
they don't all have it. That's the thing. And is that something that you feel like you can teach, or is that something that's kind of inborn in them?
Hey, it's tough to teach. You can get guys build their confidence, and a lot of times confidence comes with success.
Yeah,
or does success come
with
confidence?
Right.
And so you got to be able to like know which one it is.
It's the same for hitters. I mean, you know, go up to the plate thinking you're going to do damage. You're more likely to. But yeah, I guess I never thought of it that way.
When you know AJ brings in new pitchers, I assume you know he'll consult with you a little bit, but it does feel like some of the newcomers, like Nick Pivetta, Kyle Hart, again, who we met earlier, have a bit of that edge intensity to them. That seems like maybe that's a deliberate part strategy of the organization and AJ to bring more of those guys in.
Right. I think we do a pretty good job identifying those guys. You know, it's going to be tough to have 15 Joe Musgroves running around.
Right.
You know, but I think that overall, you know, we have a group, a core group of guys that are competitors, that are fiery, that you'll want to win. And so that's hopefully that, you know, builds the fire around the staff.
So with your bullpen, the way that it's shaping up now, I mean, you know, I think the fan who is not here every day, the fan that just watches, and you can be a hardcore fan, and I look at myself as a hardcore fan, but I would have no idea how to select, you know, hey, man, we might have a couple of spots in the bullpen. This guy throws really hard. We should give him a shot. You know, Sean Reynolds is a great example.
Right.
That guy is... He is absolutely nasty. I was so bummed to hear he's got the stress reaction in his foot, because I was looking at him this year, and it still may happen, as a guy that, you know, kind of flew on the scene, had a little command issues in the minors, and then got to the big leagues and was dominant.
Right.
So for you, as you're rounding out your bullpen, filling it out, how tempting is it to just get the guy that just throws as hard as he can?
It would be very tempting, but I need guys that throw strikes.
There you go.
You know, and so, I mean, a bullpen also is built around guys that have different attributes, right? So different slots, different shapes.
Yeah.
You know, they're able to match up. So you have the Alec Jacob.
Alex, I was just going to bring him up.
Is a great example. Guy that fits great into a bullpen because of his uniqueness.
Yeah.
You know, you have Morjon, you have Peralta, you have Matsui, you know, Jason Adam, you have Suarez, you know, all those guys.
He's giving you all their slots.
I'm giving all the slots. So they all come from different, and they all create different shapes for the most part.
Yeah.
You know? So that is also like a attribute of a good bullpen.
And then there's the knuckleball.
Then there's the knuckleball.
Is there anything you?
There's nothing that I
can do, Matt Waldron.
There's nothing that I, like I said.
Well, it's not only him. It's you can put any catcher back there for any of those other guys. You got to find the right catcher, and it's got the knuckleball's got to be working.
Right.
Matty Waldron is a marvel to see when it works.
It's a beauty.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
He is so locked in this spring right now.
I love that.
And the reason is he's throwing the knuckleball in the strike zone more consistently. We've changed a little bit of what he's doing in between outings. We actually gave him his own personal catcher now.
So there's something you can do.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, I guess there is. But as far as, you know, he gets on the mound, if he's throwing a bullpen, there's another guy next to him, I go, Matty, go throw the knuckleball, buddy. I'm going to work with this guy over here, and he's perfectly fine with that. He's embraced it now.
What is, in his case, I read an interesting piece about him last year. He had a lot of success, and honestly, we don't make the playoffs without Matty Waldron, in my opinion. I mean, the way he kind of carried it in that stretch. And then I read, you know, maybe he lost a little bit of confidence, or What is the reluctance to just get up there and throw the knuckleball every single time until you find it?
Yeah, I think the knuckleball is one of those pitches that, just like anything else, if it's not in the strike zone, Matty knows that he had a fastball, a sweeper, a cutter that he can throw in the strike zone.
Yeah.
So he would fall back into that pattern.
Got it.
So what we have to do is be able to help Matty get that knuckleball in the strike zone more consistently so that he wants to throw it.
Sure.
We just need it to be more competitive more often.
And I'd imagine, I mean, it takes a lot of courage, I mean, for any of them to get up there. We saw what happened with Cole Paplum, awful, you know, a few days ago. But to go up there with major league hitters and know, I'm going to throw this ball pretty easy over the middle and trust that it's going
to
move. Because if it doesn't, they're going to hit it really hard. And I'm standing 60 feet, 6 inches away. That takes some courage to do that as well.
Yeah, it also takes courage to say, the catcher doesn't even want to call it a catch.
Oh, that's true.
That means that the hitter probably doesn't want to see it.
Yeah. That's so true. So true, man. Yeah, there's a lot to love about what you guys have going this year. So you're looking at, you know, you got your first four, assuming injury, you know, no injury bug rears its ugly head. I love the competition for the fifth spot. For you as a pitching coach, how does that work? You know, watching these guys on a daily basis, will you guys all get in a room at some point and say, that's the guy? That's the guy at the end. And then, like, this is, do you all have to agree on it? Or who makes that ultimate call?
I'm not sure.
Just text me.
I'll text you guys. We'll do a poll.
We can do a Twitter poll.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, let me guess. Mike makes the ultimate call, but if you strongly recommend something, he's the kind of guy to listen to you about that sort
of thing. I think we have side-off conversations, and then, you know, there's – I think at the end of the day, you know, AJ is in charge of putting this team together and the roster together, and guys fight for positions, stuff like that, and he's going to ultimately help us make the final decision.
Well, and again, I mean, it's so fluid. How many starters did you guys use last year? Eight starters?
Only eight.
That's not a lot. But you know, and we've heard that message before. It takes more than five to get through a season for sure. And how do you feel right now about the depth of your starting rotation, five and beyond?
Yeah, I really like where we're at. I mean, you know, you're looking at Matt Waldron, you're looking at Kyle Hart, you're looking at Randy Vasquez, Breedle, Kolek is now in the mix.
Yep.
You know, so you've got some guys that you can pick from there. We just signed
Wes Benjamin
as well, and so there's guys that we can definitely lean on there. And some of those guys might end up in our bullpen,
sure,
right, as long guys. So you know, it's a nice little competition, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, Ruben, I wanted to thank you again for appearing on our Christmas and holiday extravaganza
show.
That was really fun to have you on that day, and now it's great to see you in person here at spring training. So thank you.
It's good to see you guys as well.
Keep up the good work, my friend. Thank you.
Forget how good looking you guys are.
Thank you so much. Like I said, flattery will get you everywhere on this program.
Ruben Niebla, politician over here.
Yeah,
Padres pitching coach.
Smart.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. There was a funny moment that happened during yesterday's Padres spring training matchup. I assume Ruben probably caught it yesterday with the ABS system. We'll get to that. We got a lineup out for today's game against the Chicago White Sox as well. Talk about all of that coming up with Bennett Woods live from Padres spring training in Peoria, Arizona, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We're back here. It is 8:39 a.m. back in San Diego, 9:39 Mountain Time here at spring training, Padres Peoria. Just had Mike Schilt and Ruben Niebla, the Brain Trust, joining us in our last segments. And Mike was kind enough to leave us a lineup, Woodsy, as Jake mentioned, he's going to be there.
All right, I'm starstruck now, dude.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, wait, okay.
Right.
Yeah, so
I'm starstruck.
This was one we've been looking forward to ever since we knew we were coming out here. And he is sitting down right now. We almost got the handshake for Paul. But joining us right now is the three-time Major League batting champion, the defending National League batting champion, Luis Arraez, is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Luis, it is a pleasure to see you. Thank you for joining us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you for having me here. So I'm glad to be here with San Diego Padres. And especially, it's my first year here in Arizona, you know. So
yeah.
I enjoy so far. So this is cool weather, too. So.
It's great weather. It's an honor to meet you. I mean, I there's two things I want to talk to you about, and it's two of my favorite things in the world. Paris, where you just went, and hitting. My two favorite things in the world. and I know we heard your story. You know, you had the surgery in the offseason. Yeah. First of all, you're feeling great. You're looking great at the dish. But I you said you took a vacation. Your first vacation. Now, your first vacation ever anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, especially to Paris.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
With my wife. We celebrate his birthday there, and then finally I was relaxed there for the first time in my life.
You relaxed the first time you left. I felt that way last year. I went to Hawaii, and it was the first time I felt like I relaxed in 30 years. But how amazing was Paris?
Oh, it's amazing, especially the holiday. I mean, the only thing I don't like there is the food.
You didn't like the food?
No, I don't like the food.
I love the food there.
I mean, I tried to look for
even the bread? Come on,
the bread was good.
Yeah, the bread is the best. I mean, with coffee. But, I mean, I tried to order some steak there, and I say, oh, my gosh, I can't find it, man. I was so hungry, and then my wife ordered a couple of seafood there.
Yeah.
I say,
no.
Hey, bring me bread, so I eat bread. Yeah.
All right, well, we got Paris out of the way. Let's talk hitting, man. To watch you hit every day is truly an honor. It really is. It's amazing, and the work that you put in the off season. So just kind of tell us a little bit about your approach every day when you get up to the plate. Do you study the opposing pitchers a lot? Do you put in a lot of video work and things like that?
Yeah, especially when I go to bed, I watch the video from, like, today I'm hitting. I go to my house, and then I sit in my bed. I just start and watch my video. You know, when you watch video, you see your routine. You say, hey, you do this good. You did bad things. I don't know. But the other days, I come early. I do my routine every day with Victor, with anybody there in the batting cage. And I love to do my tip work. If I don't do my tip work, I'm out.
Well, it's funny because I had heard from somebody in baseball that there's a couple of organizations right now, I won't name any names, that have actually pulled all of the tees out of their facilities. Big league teams have pulled the tees. They don't want their guys hitting off the tee anymore. And you're the first person I thought of because I saw how much tee work you put in. It's so important. I got two little boys that play baseball. They live on the tee. Yeah, you have 100%. To be on the tee every single day. Why is it so important for you?
It's important because anybody move the tee. Because when you hit a flea from the coach,
yep,
they not a perfect. They throw everywhere, you know. So if you put the tee inside, the tee anybody move.
Right.
You just put the ball, hit the ball. You put the tee outside, anybody move. You go the other way. That's why I like the tee too. And especially, you don't try to do too much when you see the tee, but when you don't use the tee, what you can do? Put the ball, hit and fly balls. You don't got any routine. I mean, I want to fade that thing. Don't use the tee.
Sure. Yeah. It's pretty amazing when I heard that story. I couldn't believe it. I thought, we don't need to outsmart the game of baseball because, you know, one of the best hitters on the planet, if not the best hitter on the planet, nobody puts the bat on the ball better than you do. He uses the tee every day. Yeah. We should all be using the tee every day if you're a baseball player.
I mean, I want to fade that thing. Don't use the tee. I mean, I want to fade those guys.
Yes.
I mean, if he, San Diego Padres, say, hey,
No more tea?
Don't use the tee. I mean, I don't come anymore. I don't come anymore because, I mean, it's my strong part, you know?
Yeah.
Use my routine. If I don't do my routine because I'm tired, no.
Yeah.
You put excuse. I go to the cage. I just try to hit the ball to the middle, move my tee, do five swings, and that's like 15 swings. You'll be fine.
I love it.
We're talking to Luis Arraez here on 97.3 The Fan. And obviously, Luis, you were pretty dang good last year. You won a batting title, but you were dealing with that thumb injury for much of the season. How much did it impact you, and how different do you think things will be this year now that you're feeling healthy?
I mean, last year was a tough year for me, especially Miami trained me. And then I'll be honest, I was a little scared because the timing is changed here. And then I feel in bottom of the fifth inning, I feel sleepy. And then it's not at me.
It's just late.
It's late. I say, oh, my gosh, I feel so tired. Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I watch the pitch. I say, oh, my
You also God. Get sleepy in the fifth inning, too.
I get sleepy in the fifth inning, too, bro.
The timing is changed, you know. So, yeah, but I enjoy a lot of my part here. And I mean, I'm glad to be San Diego Padres. And then especially when the team received me, they opened the door for me. I say, wow, I got a big opportunity. And I go play. That's what I need to do. downwards, and then when I break my thumb, my ligament, I say, okay, you need to be strong. I don't want to put excuse because I miss a lot of pitch middle. No, I put my mind strong. I say, okay, if Manny play her, if Tatis play her, I can do that too.
That's
why not?
Amazing. That's
so
amazing.
I'm a team, man. I'm a teamwork. So if everybody play hard, I'm going to play hard.
I would watch you hit last year, and you'd swing, and it would just be immediate like this. And it's so hard to do even with two good hands. Hitting the baseball is still so hard at this level, I would imagine. To watch you grind through it, I think a lot of the fan base really respected that about you. And I wanted to ask you, too, there's a lot of good young hitters in there as well, guys like Jackson Merrill. How much do you guys work together? Does he ask you questions about your approach to certain pitchers and how he handles ABs?
Yeah. Hand that way, they try to hit the ball the other way, and then I say, hey, if you hit the ball the other way, you got maybe three hit every day, you know, because you stay inside to the ball. And then especially Jackson, he got a lot of power, man.
A lot of power.
I say, bro, just find a barrel, try to hit the ball to the middle left field. If you got that power, I hit it all the way every time. I mean, I still do that,
yeah,
but not with that power. So the only thing I say to those guys, I say, hey, don't try to do too much, just go there, hit the ball, and then don't push too hard.
Luis, you seem like such a positive person. There's a TV show called Ted Lasso about a soccer coach. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's just all about being positive. And I wanted to know, where do you think you got that? You know, growing up in Venezuela, and I don't know what the outside perception of Venezuela is like. You know, it can be it's dangerous, it's whatever going on. Where did that positivity come from when you were growing up?
I think my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom gave me she supported me a lot. And then she beat everything for me. She said, hey, let's go to the training. Let's go hit the ball. Let's go do whatever you want to do to get better. And then she's always do everything good for me. And then I want to be better every day. If you don't got energy, what you can do? You need a smile. You need to enjoy this game. This game is hard. I mean, it's not impossible, but it's hard. You need to enjoy them, you know. So everybody throw 100% every day. They throw hard. They throw, 102. And then if you're serious, you don't enjoy this game, you'll be out.
It's such a long season, you know. It's such a grind of a season for you guys. And, you know, different opponents, different pitchers. For you, the preparation and the routine is something that you talk about a lot. What is it like in August, in September? And you've played on some teams that weren't great, right? And you were kind of out of it. But you still carried yourself like a pro, still went out and got your knocks every day. How hard is that to do in August and September after you're tired?
Yeah, it's hard. But, I mean, it's my job, so I have to do that, you know. I bring my little bat to my hotel room every day. I do my team work. I mean, I don't got balls in my hotel room, but I just put the tee, I just close my eyes, and then, boom, do my routine like somebody throw the ball to me. And then I be ready to the stadium.
Yeah.
And then I got a lot of chance to take a nap, you know. So
I love a nap. Yeah. Are you a napper?
Yeah.
I'm a napper too.
I mean,
I gotta get
you
one
know
in.
Who teaches me?
Who?
Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Cruz said you gotta get a nap.
Nelson teaches everybody everything.
He does. Yeah, he does.
So, Luis, I don't know this, but we're friends with Skip Schumacher when he
was
to be here. When you were traded, he told us you were going to love him.
He said he was so sad
to lose you.
He was.
Like, you were going to love him so much. But we have a request for you. Woods, actually.
Oh, yeah. I have
has a request. And he wants to know if you will do the first base coach on his chest.
Okay.
And Sammy, can you get the video out? Because you do it hard. You've seen it every time Luis Arraez can see us. The first base coach gets it. You just get to first base.
Back.
Yep. Here it comes. He's going to first base, and there you go. And oh.
That was low energy.
So pick up the microphone and explain. When did that start? Why did you start doing that?
Macias gets like 200 of those a year, right in the chest.
And I'm starting with the first base coach from Minnesota in 2022. I saw him like sleeping there. I said, okay, I need to get on base.
Get up.
And then I get two RBIs because I fake one Grinky, I think, with basically loaded. I get Landry with the Chena, and then I hit him. I said, okay, I'm going to start doing this.
Next,
I'm back again, and then I don't stop. And then 2023 with John Jay, he's a he got a lot of energy, man.
He does.
Yes, he does.
And then he got energy, and I got energy, and he loved that. And then when I get here, Macias, hey, Macias, you need to be ready. You need to be ready, man, because...
It's coming.
Hey, I'm coming back to you, man. And then he like it, man. I just want to bring the energy to my teammates, too. So they love that.
I remember your first game. I mean, remember his first game as a San Diego Padre?
And then the home, I was at the home game, the walk-off in the home
the
game was amazing.
The walk-off in the home game was just absolutely
it was so fun.
Incredible.
What a night that was.
It was amazing. The energy you brought.
I'm sorry, man.
Dude, I want it again. I want 220 of those this year, man. Every time you get one, I'm going to get one, too. I'm going to bring that into my little league. I'm going to bring that into my little league. Let those kids do it.
It doesn't hurt when a six-year-old does it.
No, it doesn't hurt when a six-year-old does it, but thank you so much. It's Luis, such an honor to meet you, man. Pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a great season.
Thank you.
Cheering for you as always. Luis Arraez going for a fourth straight batting title this year with the San Diego Padres, and glad that he's back. Obviously, you know, there were some rumors and discussions in the offseason, but he's here now, and he's getting ready for the season. He's looking healthy and ready to get back at it for the San Diego Padres. I had that lineup for you. I don't think, Luis, you're not playing today?
No,
he's off today. So here's
getting his T-work, dude.
Here's the lineup for you. Jake Cronenworth's going to play second base and leadoff against the White Sox over in Glendale. Xander Bogaerts batting second at shortstop. Jackson Merrill hitting third in center field. Yuli Gurriel will be the designated hitter batting cleanup. Gavin Sheets is at first base today, hitting fifth. Good to see Luis Camposano back in the lineup after dealing with the flu. He will bat sixth behind the plate. Connor Joe is the left fielder, hitting seventh. Oscar Gonzalez batting eighth in right field. They were talking about Oscar yesterday. There was a piece in the UT about how he carried the 2022 Cleveland Guardians. You got a little bit of a red spot right there. Yeah,
got me good.
From he got you good.
That's great.
On the chest.
That was great.
But he's trying to lower that strikeout rate and increase the walk rate a little bit, Oscar. And then Mike Brasso is how they say it, is the third baseman, and then Ryan Burger on the mound. We will come back after a quick check of traffic, get you to the top of the hour. We've still got more to come from Padres spring training here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring, Crashdome Clearing Stage on Northbound 125 at Hamish. Everything's in the center divide. Watch out for a stall car, West 54, just past Woodman. That's in the center divide. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? They always bottle their Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all their bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from their own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
So you see, I was very clever about that. I figured if we did it while I was still talking on the air and describing
you wouldn't have
to get up and do it.
You SOB.
I know.
I love it.
I know, but I think it was a treat because everyone got to see. Now, he said it was low energy, but I heard it.
It did not
feel low energy. It made a good slapping sound.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. Sammy just sent that over.
It's already posted at our 97.3 The Fan SD X account as well.
Man. He got me good.
If you want to see the video of Luis Arraez giving Woods the first base coach slap.
I got to tell you. I mean, I've met most of these dudes. When he sat down, I was starstruck, like legitimately. I've been watching that guy forever, and I love hitters. I love guys that are elite hitters. And you know, there's Tony Gwynn Jr. sitting over there, and obviously, you know, you hear the comparisons all the time. But my God, to meet him in person, dude, I was like starstruck.
I mean, it's crazy to say 3-time defending batting
crazy.
Champion.
What an elite
when someone
hitter.
Sits down.
Great Yu Darvish walking by. This is
man,
insane.
It is so fun to be here. We've
so
got
great.
One more
get
hour
him
to go.
Shirt. Yep.
Don't go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way. We're going to give away those SDFC tickets coming up as well on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.